We're not down there this week. We've both been down there before. The madness and the gathering of all the football Bigfoots. What are you guys talking about when you're interacting? Are you talking about the possibility of Goodell and Bob Kraft? Are you talking about some of the larger issues facing the league? What comes up first when you guys start interacting?
Well, I mean, a lot of people are talking about what's going to happen in this game because there hasn't been any big story that has hijacked the game. The denial of credentials for the Barstool Sports guys ended up being a big story yesterday because they were scheduled to come on my show on NBCSN and NBC Sports Radio, and we couldn't get them in the building because the NFL refuses to credential Barstool Sports because at the front end of the Deflategate mess, they had some guys stage a sit-in at the league office, and they ultimately were arrested, and they are forever banished from anything that is league-related. So that ended up getting a ton of play and a ton of traction, and every interview I did yesterday, that was one of the first topics that came up. But beyond that, it's been a lot of discussion about the game. And I think people just waiting for one of these two inherently boring teams to say or do something interesting.
Mike, and that was, did you think that was a short-sighted move by the NFL there? Because it gave Barstool everything they wanted.
Well, exactly. I mean, Barstool is not going to rise or fall based upon access from the NFL. And they can wrap themselves in the renegade blanket and say that, you know, hey, we're the place you want to come to because we're willing to pull the tiger's tail and they won't even acknowledge our existence. And you know, you guys have been here. They give anybody a day pass.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody, you look around and say, well, where are all these people coming from? And 90% of them have no reason to be here. It is so easy to get credentials. I mean, anytime that I have family with me, I get credentials. Friends who come, it's easy to get people in here on day passes. It's not some secret Fort Knox where, you know, only the select few can get in. So the fact that they would put up a wall for these guys, when they are in a position to provide content and they're entertaining and they're successful, they got a show on Comedy Central, which I think indirectly is a CBS entity. I mean, why wouldn't you at some point acknowledge these guys? And by not acknowledging them, you are playing into their hands and giving them something they can use to make themselves even more notorious.